Oh, what a gift! What a wonderful gift! Who can tell the wonders of the Lord? Let us open our eyes, our ears and our hearts. It is Christ the Lord. It is He. Words of a hymn in Hymns and Psalms by an unknown author. Christ our Lord gives us life, and how blessed we are. Words from Paul's letter to the Corinthians says, we walk by faith, not by sight. And the spark of life within us will grow and blossom as we are guided by the Holy Spirit and trust our Lord. Like a germinating grain of mustard seed, our lives will grow and perhaps go in directions that we weren't expecting. I think all of you will know Ray Pettifer, the local preacher who unfortunately has had to give up preaching because of physical ill health, his walking and his back. But I see them each week, and a few weeks ago I saw his wife Pat, and she said very quietly, our golden wedding anniversary is coming up, 50 years of marriage. And I said, when? And she told me the date, and I didn't say anything. But on the day, a few weeks later, I arrived at their door with a card. And she opened the door and I said, happy wedding anniversary. She said, I gave you the wrong date. It was actually the next day, but it gave us time. She said, come in. And she shared so much. And she said that she lived locally, well, in London, and was not happy in the job that she was in as a young person. And she went to Easton's to train as a dental nurse. And when she trained, she went back home and she said to her parents, I want to go somewhere different. And she went down to Bridport in Devon. She didn't know anybody. She didn't really know the area. But she rented or was in lodgings. And after a few weeks, she thought, I want to go to the Methodist Church, which she did. And the young man that was on door duty that Sunday, handing out the hymn books, had the name of Ray Pettifer. And you know the story. Eventually, they got married, and they got married on the right day. So that is history for you. And all our lives will have joys, some unexpected, and sorrows too. But what guides us and holds us and helps us grow in faith is Christ's love and care for us, which is our privilege to share with others. The beginning of our gospel reading about the hidden growth of the seed. That little section is found only in Mark. And Jesus, as was said, so often talked in parables, using situations that would be so familiar to his followers. They had to discern the meaning. And it's no different for us. What we share needs to be relevant to the lives of others. The seeds of faith can lie dormant for years, sometimes for many decades.
Yeah.
But the spark of the Holy Spirit within will change lives. It can't be taught. It has to come from within. It's what drives us on in so many different ways. I wonder if you as a church were involved with Christian Aid Week here in May. But I've collected house to house for 40 years now. And with this year, now raising over quite a few thousands of pounds, but knocking on that first door each year is an inner challenge. How hostile or welcoming will be the reception? We need to open our eyes to the reality of life today. A little monetary gift in a Christian Aid envelope will have made the world of difference to, this year, the people of Burundi. But when one door was opened, a young man said, "I'm all right, thank you." And I wasn't mentally quick enough to say, "So am I, but millions aren't." It was an opportunity lost. And we peacefully do need to challenge the enormous and horrendous injustice in our world. Growth and change will continue. It's inevitable and so often almost imperceptible. And I think we all realise that if you perhaps see somebody very regularly, you don't notice the changes. But if you leave it for months or even years, you think, "Oh, what a change." When we live by faith with God at the centre, we will touch the lives of others. We live and share God's precious love, not out of fear of being judged on the final day, when we all will be, but because Christ shows us the way, giving his life for us through the offering of forgiveness on the cross. We reflect the love of Jesus in our lives. What a privilege and what a responsibility that he puts so much trust in us, but we trust him. Will others without a Christian background or even perhaps a faith background recognize that in our words and actions? And that can be quite a daunting thought. Our Lord has put his seal and his trust in us. And from Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. We are the living faith. What joy. In this time of political upheaval, the slogan used for the earlier mayoral elections was, "This is no ordinary cross." And just occasionally was added, "It is your voice and your action." They haven't used that slogan here for the general elections. Perhaps they will. But ours is no ordinary cross. It is the cross of of the greatest love, such love, on earth and in heaven. And we must be heard and seen and recognized. I often use the readings as a jumping off point. So forgive me if I mention some of you may have watched a television program in the middle of May. It was about the detection of a gene that causes Alzheimer's disease in younger people, and it featured the Jennings family. I did think, do I want to watch it? Because I would like to know that perhaps in a few years' time I will develop dementia. You just don't know. But it was a very, very good program. It was fascinating, but also disturbing, in that the father, the husband of the lady who'd been instrumental in providing the genetic link and her thinking about, there's a lot of people in my family that were all young when they developed dementia. She was the jumping off point. But her husband, Stuart, he came and was seen a few times on the program. You saw him as a minister with a clerical collar on and in a church service with his wife at the lectern. And I'm sure it was a Methodist church. The singing, everything spoke Methodism. But not once was his calling or the Christian faith mentioned at all. Christianity didn't come into that program. And did anybody watch it? Yes. Did you notice that? Yes. A sadness. We must be on our guard. We have a voice, and it is so needed. We must share our faith. Last week marked the 80th anniversary of D-Day, the mass landing of troops on French soil, the largest amphibious invasion in history, turning the events of World War II. And one of those who was there on that landing and survived was the father of one of our members at Trinity. She's younger than me, but is very ill. And this pastoral care that we were talking about in the vestry beforehand is so important, to get to know the folk in the church. And I just sat and listened. And she said that he would never talk about the events of the war. And I think we've heard that often. But he did tell her that at that time about to go ashore, he saw Jesus. She was 11 years old when he told her. He said he was so frightened that he fell down on his knees and prayed. And he told her that he was filled with a wonderful warmth, and in front of him there was a glow. He said there were no features, but he took that as Jesus being with him. His faith was so great. At the end of the war, he went back to his Welsh chapel, and he continued as the church organist for for many years. But she also told me that her father and mother, when they were married, exchanged rings. And inside the two rings were the letters M-I-Z-P-A-H, Mizpah, which, for those of you who might be studying Genesis in this Bible month, it comes from Genesis chapter 31:49. The Lord watch between you and me when we are absent one from the other. Their faith was so deep, and it was a privilege to hear. We won't all have visions like that gentleman had, but we will all have the gift of sharing our Christian faith with confidence and with love. God chooses ordinary people to help make his kingdom grow, and we are all needed. The youngest and smallest hold the capacity for developing into the greatest when God oversees the growth. So may we feel truly blessed as we live out our Christian faith with God at the centre. Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God.